Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Justice Department discovered six more classified documents during a search of President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president's personal lawyer says the Friday search of the Biden home wasn't announced in advance at the request of investigators. The first family was in Washington and then Rehoboth at the time of the search, and it wasn't announced by the president's lawyers until Saturday night. The attorney says the search yielded papers with classified markings dating not just to Mr. Biden's time as vice president, but also to his years as a senator. We're told investigators also removed handwritten notes. Such papers could be of concern if they contain information about programs or activities that remain classified.
What does this mean for the president and the case going forward? Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
It is extreme for the Department of Justice to search the president's house, but it looks like that this is the best avenue for both the White House and the Department of Justice. That is because the president is saying through his counsel that they're fully cooperating. And that makes this search different from the search at Mar-a-Lago.
Abortion rights activists gathered in San Francisco to mark the 50th anniversary of the original Roe v. Wade decision that gave Americans the constitutional right to an abortion, a case that was overturned just last year. CBS's Robert Costa.
Does the push to restrict abortion rights continue?
I think yes, no question. It now moves more or less to the state capitals.
Evangelical leader Franklin Graham, son of the famed Billy Graham, was one of thousands of anti-abortion activists who turned up in Washington Friday for the March for Life, arguing that the end of Roe is not the end of their fight.
Nothing has really changed. Abortions are still happening every day.
But the persistence from conservatives on abortion comes as Republicans are at a crossroads.
Now to the war in Ukraine. Russian military officials claim they have made further gains in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
On Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the world needs to stop Russia's efforts to block Ukrainian food exports.
This will be at least 200 million people in different countries on three continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, who now have decreased access to food.
Zelensky also met Saturday with several families of those killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week outside Kyiv.
The U.S. Navy says former Navy SEAL Daniel Swift was killed during a Russian attack in eastern Ukraine this week. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right, and when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 18 overnight under overcast skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 25. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
The grass was all damp, but the blanket warm.
Time. can outrun the swift pleasures of sin. But there was so much more that I needed those days. When I prayed for shelter, and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the same time, I love
is The Whale by Mindox. That was the Essential Last Crack at 11. And Mindox was, we changed it up with bands that came out of Last Crack. Mindox was a band after Last Crack that the singer Butto was in, with Pete Ress, who is also in the Skin Tones, who you may have heard here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. We opened that setup of a Essential Last Crack at 11 with Seven Seasons Deep, and that features Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, who was singer for Last Crack on their third album. We're going to keep it rolling here with the Black Saints. This is a throwback from a Milwaukee band from back in the 90s. This song is called Running. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Okay. this is Damian Smith with the band Autumn Reverie, and you're listening to MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
I close my eyes. Maxine Radio, radio for the people.
Force Field, that is Sword of Honor. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Before that, we heard Helion Prime, The Final Theory. That featured Mary Zimmer on vocals. And Autumn Reverie, Stalemate. And we opened that up with the Black Saints and Running. Great old Milwaukee band. Hey, coming up, we have Bad Year, Little Mo's and Ohms, Flying Fuzz, Rebels Without Applause, Faces for Radio. Still more to come here on Maxine Kevy. You're listening to hard rock and heavy metal from across Wisconsin.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let's some light in. A vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. And the clock needs midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people. Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Trying not to stop. to cry.
Rebels Without Applause, Greg Fulton He was in Snow White in the 80s and 90s. Late 90s, he was in Rebels Without Applause with his brother on drums. Great band out of Chicago, great throwback. Before that, we had The Flying Fuzz out of Madison, Our Freedom. And then Eglath, Kingdom of Bones. Kingdom of Bones, that song is from a band from Appleton. And then Moes and Ohms before that, Tale of Despair. And we started that off, Bad Year, Charcoal Black. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We're coming up here on the end of the show tonight. We'll be back here next week. Remember, we play the best of Wisconsin local original hard rock and heavy metal. We play throwbacks. We play brand new music. And we even would like to interview you. So if you want to send your music in MP3, request an interview, we'll consider it. Send it to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. Remember, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on Max Inc. Radio, and you can see our podcast, listen to the show again. Of course, the show repeats Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight. We're going to roll this out with a little bit of Faces for Radio in Your Hands. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
They're not just words, they're words to live by.
It's over! Let's have a party, Badger Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.3.